The state Veterans Affairs Department says a watchful employee saw something that should not be on Rainbow Lake late Tuesday afternoon. The employee looked out to see two men in orange protective suits on a boat. They were spraying the federally controlled herbicide 2,4-D in the water to eradicate Eurasian milfoil. The problem? Rainbow Lake is the primary water supply for the more than 700 residents at the Veterans Home. Veterans Affairs Deputy Secretary John Skokas says immediate action was taken.
Our engineering director saw the individual spraying out there. They shut off the flow from Rainbow Lake, and we took the precautionary actions that we do at the Wisconsin Veterans Home there. We have a plan already just in case that happens. And it was an unfortunate incident, and hopefully that we can get it fixed and get everything back running.
Skokas says the home uses up to 200,000 gallons of lake water a day. The facility's water tower had a little more than that on hand.
We'd probably deplete the resources already today by noon, and then we go to our emergency plan. We bring in bottled water for consuming and cooking and taking care of the needs of our veterans. And then we'll wait for the results of the water testing by the Agricultural Department and allow us to resume use of the lake water.
The Veterans Home brought in 300 gallons of drinking water until the lake water gets the all clear. Veterans Affairs officials say a DNR employee who was unaware that Rainbow Lake is the Veteran Home's water source issued a permit for the chemical spraying to a property owners association. A private company was doing the spraying. State officials believe intake pipes were shut off quickly enough so that the chemical did not get into the facility's waterworks. John Skokas.
We caught it in time. Lucky our folks saw that, so we didn't really have a critical emergency as could have happened.
Label warnings from the manufacturer of 2,4-D say the product is toxic to fish. Treated water should not be used to water plants or used for drinking unless concentrations are below a certain level. While waiting for word on test results that show the level of chemical in the lake water, officials say the Veterans Home at King will ship in City of Waupaca water through the weekend. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.